Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The rain moved the Eagles' practice inside the bubble today here at the NovaCare Complex. Today we heard from offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur and wide receiver Jordan Matthews on Matthews' big bounce-back game against Dallas and how it paid off after a long week of work.
It's a long season, and you've heard me talk about how Bradford's getting better and guys fight through things, and they're doing, you know, I was impressed with Jordan's comments. He said, hey, I was just doing my job. You know, and that's really his mentality. Jordan's a guy that works at things. And if he drops a ball or two, he's going to come out here and train to get better. And he's got that mentality. And he trained great last week. He knows that if something doesn't go his way, he works hard to do it. And so he's got that process built in. That's why it's no mystery that he went out and had success.
You know, from the very beginning, I always knew, like, okay, this is the guy. Now I just got to continue to go out there and make plays for him so I can build that trust. And so that's kind of like the process, you know, for me and I think for a lot of guys in the offense, because he's played in this league a long time. He's an older guy. You know, I'm still in my second year. So it's not like I'm some 10-year vet. You barely practice and you come out and the guy just knows, okay, he's going to be ready. No, I'm still a growing guy in this league. So I got to go out every single day, whether it's practice, whether it's even walkthroughs, just letting him know, hey, I know I'm going to be here. I'm going to be in the right spot and I got to make this play for you. So it's still growing, but at the same time, I like where we're at and I like where we're headed.
Meanwhile, inside the Eagles locker room, we heard from Lane Johnson and Dennis Kelly as the two offensive linemen spoke about how versatility is the name of the game for the Eagles O-line.
Yeah, it was just, you know, only had three days to get used to it, so it's been a while since I got to play it. But in time, though, I'll get better and better, kind of with right tackle.
When you're looking at all the different spots, it does get a little challenging just because there's, you know, obviously more information you have to take in. You know, you can't just study one guy, you can't just study one side. You pretty much study everything, you know, all the guys, all the different schemes. And, you know, like I said, it's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared.
After the Eagles placed linebacker Jordan Hicks on injured reserve yesterday, the team re-signed linebacker Emmanuel Acho, who had previously been with the club. Today we heard from defensive coordinator Bill Davis and Acho on how the linebacker has been staying ready for when the opportunity comes.
Yeah, you know, Emmanuel's an extremely football intelligent guy, and he could run the defense right now. I mean, he's missed, what, 6-7 weeks. He can go out there right now and run it. He has that kind of a football IQ. So I go way back with Acho. He's a very intelligent player and very comfortable to have to where you know that you can put him in and trust him to be and get everybody aligned to be our quarterback.
But Ben and Philly have been working out and just trying to stay in the game, stay involved. I went to Jacksonville, I went to Atlanta, and I went to Arizona. And so I was pretty regularly on the move, but ultimately I'm glad I wound back up home.
That will wrap things up here from inside the bubble. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week, as on Wednesday we will hear from Sam Bradford and D'Amico Ryans.